This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yeah. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Class is in session. Yeah, it's that time. It's Wednesday. We are so excited. We've got, you know, a whole lot of learning to do today. Johnny and Jess, good to see you guys again. Love seeing you guys every Wednesday morning. Johnny, how's it going in the state of Washington?
Hey, man, it's good. You know, we're well into January, looking into, you know, great start of the semester and lots of good stuff happening and lots of great celebrating earlier this week for Martin Luther King. There's always a string of events that carry for the whole week on campus and in the community, and lots of great stuff to highlight. What we're choosing to highlight over week's inauguration, you know, no problem saying that that was kind of a bummer, but you know, you roll with things, and I was glad to have lots of Martin Luther King events to guide us. You know, we're here today, talk about some exciting, cool stuff, kind of akin to your favorite topic these days, Tim.
Hey, come on now. But we got to check in with Jess. So, Jess, how are you this Wednesday morning?
Oh, you know, I'm always doing great when I can bust some pencils with you educated educators. Wrapping up the month of January and looking ahead. We're ready to do some good work. Make sure that we keep learning, keep connecting with our communities. Glad to be here.
Love it. Well, you know, yeah, Johnny, it's... I don't know. Has this become my topic now? Artificial intelligence. Yes, everybody. That's what he's talking about. Yes, we have another guest, but truly, though, an educator. Little background, though, too. You know, we say Tim finds people who are out there doing awesome work. And so just like our guest, Jason Bucheri, I found another Canadian. No, I did not take a road trip and, you know, look through the back roads of Canada. LinkedIn, you know, the LinkedIn way. I find people out there, find people doing awesome work. Found this person, sent a little note. I said, hey, that looks interesting. How would you like to be on Busted Pencils? She automatically writes back and says, that's a great idea. I said, well, send me your email address. I'll send you an email. I sent her an email. And then I didn't hear from her for a week. And Johnny and Jess know this. I walked around going, oh, my God, she researched me.
She hates me.
She hates me. She decided, no way, this guy's creepy. I am not going on his show. And I was paralyzed for an entire week with...
Oh, you were fine. No. You were fine. But we reminded you very promptly, Tim, not everybody... automatically communicates in the hours following an email. Like, yeah, we have busy things going on. We talk about this. There's a culture of like, you know, because we can have access to technology all the time, we should just be glued to it and whatnot. So we reminded Tim, Heidi probably has a healthy communication response time.
Well, actually, though, this is the best part or worst part, whatever you want to say. Towards the week goes by and I get another LinkedIn note. Tim, are you still interested in having me on the show? Yes, the original email I sent for some reason got hung up in cyberspace. It's out there floating around. And so we reconnected and got it back. So yeah, let's get right to it. She's an educator, innovator, and champion for critical thinking in the age of artificial intelligence. She leads iThink's Artificial Intelligence Challenge for grades 6 through 12. Helping students navigate AI's role in their lives while equipping them with real-world problems-solving skills. She's here to talk about AI's impact on education, ethics, and how we prepare students for a future shaped by machine intelligence. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Heidi Siwak. Heidi, how are you?
Hello there, Tim and Johnny. I am well, thank you, and... thank you for not giving up on me. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. coming to you from Ontario to you in Wisconsin, right? So a pleasure, and I'm doing well.
Well, we appreciate it. And again, thank you for reaching back out and releasing me from the anxiety of doubt and fear that I was bound up. You know, yes, Johnny, I just know that. But yeah,
Heidi, having an impact.
Yes. Did you know you had that much power to relieve?
No.
Okay. No. That's a whole other show, Tim's problem with those issues right now. Heidi, though. Let's talk about this first, though, the continued, you know, or the work before we get to the artificial intelligence challenge. Tell us about I Think and what I Think is about and what people should know. Tell us about that work there first.
Happy to always talk about I Think. I Think is an education charity based out of the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto. It started way back around 2010, 2011, when one of the MBA candidates also happened to be a K-12 educator and recognized that the thinking and problem-solving strategies being used in the MBA school, that was way too late for young people to be learning those thinking frameworks. And so they actually piloted it. Can we do this with young people? They piloted it with a kindergarten class working on a complex problem. It was a success. And I Think has grown from there. So what we do now is one of the things we do is we build challenge kits around messy, complex, real world problems, problems where tensions, more than one right answer, where there might be entrenched positions even. Mm. And we have them learn about the problems, and we then give them the opportunity to problem solve, to come up with an innovation, their own thinking about problems. So it's about student voice and agency and a way to navigate their way through complex problems. And one of my most recent challenge kits that we did, I really loved it, was post-pandemic. How do we rebuild community in our schools after the pandemic? So we've had challenge kits on food banks, climate change, and now the work that I'm doing around artificial intelligence.
Nice. Johnny, what about that? Critical thinking? What are they thinking about up in Canada?
Well, it sounds amazing, Tim, and it sounds like one of those, you know, Heidi, we'll fill you in. With Tim and I, we kind of go back and forth and we banter a bit on the AI stuff and then, the different things that students are engaging in classrooms. But this is up both of our alleys. Like, we just are such big fans of this because those real world challenge kits are just kind of where the magic happens, right? I mean, this is what we know young people have an affinity towards, solving problems and contributing in their community, but we often don't think about school as the place where we can lean into that, or do we necessarily have all the know-how to pull all those pieces together, right? So, you know, partnering with teachers and classrooms and being able to do that work is just so amazing. I was wondering, though, for our listeners and also for me, Heidi, because I love these things, can you pick one of your favorites and tell us a little bit more about it? Because you named some pretty awesome ones. But just pick one of your favorites and tell us a little bit more. Like, if I was a kid in that class or a teacher in that classroom, what would we be doing?
Well, I'm going to talk about the one that I'm in charge of, the one I created, the Artificial Intelligence Challenge Kit.
Oh, boy.
Because I am passionate about this work. So the Challenge Kit starts with a lot of research and discussion and thinking goes into the creating of a Challenge Kit. And we land on a driving question. So the driving question for the Artificial Intelligence Challenge Kit is, how might artificial intelligence enrich the lives and possibilities of every single student in our school? That is a huge question, right? Mm. We know as educators all the way that different students struggle within our classrooms and the way that we are unable to often meet the needs of many students in the classroom. And then we ask students as they learn about AI to keep three things in mind. One is deeply human. Fundamentally, AI has to be good for humans. Next, that we want them to think critically as they learn about AI. And then we want them to consider, so how can artificial intelligence enhance learning? We frame the problem for them. So we articulate some of the tensions, the good things, the negative things, risks and limitations, benefits, possible harms that we're seeing. Just give them a taste. Then we create two very opposing models that are in tension. So the kit is built around tensions to frame their thinking. Then they engage in the learning phase of artificial intelligence. So we create everything for the teachers to use in the classroom. There's a speaker, there's activities, there's hands-on activities so that students can begin to develop their understanding of what artificial intelligence is, what they should know, and their thinking about it. And what surprises me in this one is that we use AI a lot. It's being tossed about, bandied about. But most students have a very naive understanding of what AI is. They're thinking in terms of killer robots going to take over the world. And they don't necessarily understand all the ways it's currently present in their lives, both in, you know, really beneficial ways, but also nefarious ways. So we demystify artificial intelligence. And then once they've learned about it, they enter into the problem thinking process. We have a thinking framework for that called the PRO-PRO model. It's empathy-based. They consider different perspectives and points of view till they head towards coming up with their own ideas, student voice and agency, about what they think should happen in their schools with artificial intelligence.
Thinking about that then, Heidi, wow. I mean, very powerful stuff. And as Joni said, you know, we really, the whole idea of deep learning here is what's coming across. You know, again, setting up tensions and things like that. It's, you know, really, we talk about, you know, Joni and I, it's like, you know, are we in school or are we getting an education? And we typically point out that schooling is a lot different from education. What it sounds like the work you're doing, particularly with this AI challenge kit with iThink, is that you're really serious about providing an education. I'm thinking about, though, the possibility that a student then going through this challenge kit, what if they point out that they're really still, now that they've learned everything, they become an AI, like, I'm really afraid of this, Heidi. I don't want it anymore. I feel like it's in, you know, infiltrating in my life. It's bothering me. I mean, because I can hear a critic potentially listening to us saying, well, there's another AI brainwashing technique going on out there. So respond to the potential that people could come out with a sense of saying, I'm not so sure about AI.
Yeah. And it's interesting when we students, when they share their student thinking with us at the end, a lot of them and a lot of their teachers are in a very fear-based place about artificial intelligence. And one of the things they say at the end is that, oh, my thinking has shifted. And I realize there's potential within artificial intelligence for really good things. So this is not meant to be a dismissive thing of AI. This is to engage them in exploring the possibilities. And we actually, each challenge is changed a little bit based on what we learned from student thinking. So for this round, the people that we brought into the challenge kit to help students dig into that, the possibilities of AI. For example, we had from Dr. Todd Cunningham's psychology lab at OISE in Toronto, where they work on technology for students with learning disabilities, dyslexia, those kinds of things. One of his graduate students, Liren Schneider-Nader, if I say his name wrong, did an incredible session with the students of how they could actually use generative AI not to replace their writing, not to do the work for them, but to break down their tasks, to use it strategically, to for students who struggle with language, to enhance their reading skills, their vocabulary, their writing skills. So that was a very, very optimistic and practical lesson for the students in how it can potentially be used. That was one example. We had Jeremy Brooks, say he was my husband as well, but he teaches technology at Humber College. I won't describe what he does. But anyway, he came on and he showed students how they could use generative AI as a mentor and a coach. So he really dug into, first of all, what does it mean to have a mentor, a coach, a teacher? And then he demonstrated how they could interact with AI to learn how to code, which was really interesting things to do. So we bring things into the challenge kit that allow students to explore benefits and limitations, but also the many positive ways AI can be used for good. And one of my favorite set of guests came from the AI for Good lab out of MILA, which is the Quebec Institute for Artificial Intelligence based in Montreal. And the AI for Good lab is focused on creating space within the field of artificial intelligence for women and people of diverse genders. And they run a lab every summer. You apply. It's absolutely fabulous. Jennifer, the manager of that project, came on and talked to the students about why creating these spaces is really, really important. But then we had some of their amazing students come on about and talked about their project around data privacy and, you know, what they want to develop to ensure that our privacy is protected in artificial intelligence. So we also get at all the different ways AI can be used for good. That's part of it. And so the students come up with a more balanced and complex understanding, lots of questions, but lots of ideas about the possibilities. And that's where we want them to end up in AI for good.
Johnny.
Hey, I love that. And you know what? I just want to highlight, I love about what Heidi's sharing. There's so many things with this. But I love when I hear as a teacher, there's a new tool, there's a new powerful thing that my students are, I already know, have access to in a number of ways, but that I don't quite know a ton about or quite how it fits with my teaching yet. And one of the best ways I can learn to do that is to have some lessons or some activities or some ways that I can co-learn with my students, because those are those magic moments when those new tools really, really get used. And we learn both as teachers to be better teachers, and as students, we learn more. And so you're just describing like the ideal sort of way that teachers out there, if you're listening, you could kind of jump into this, because, you know, it's providing the kind of boundaries. It's not like you just have to jump in and make a mistake in terms of what if I choose the wrong AI, or what if I don't understand fully how to integrate the AI tools into my learning and introduce my students to the wrong thing. You know, we have a lot of apprehension, and then we typically go to maybe like a PD training or something where we might have some help and like, how might you use AI? And it still doesn't quite connect all the dots. So I love this, like that what you're describing, this opportunity for so many educators to learn with their students, because their students are moving, you know, 125 miles per hour on this. I won't even convert it to the Canadian.
I was going to say that, come on, that's kilometers, right?
I know. It is too, but it's not quite as high as a number up there. So when I'm driving in Canada, I can really zoom. No, but bringing it back, I love this, because for teachers out there, you all know, it's when we're engaging with our students, when we're doing the thing we love to do, teach with, you know, tested kind of activities and things that other teachers have worked on and said, hey, if I was using AI right now, here's how I would do it, and let's learn together. Those are the magic moments that make this tool, you know, really powerful in our classrooms, but also introduce our students to it in a way that they're going to carry into their future education and into their careers. So love what you're doing, Heidi. Thanks for sharing that. Hope teachers really, really hear this and jump in. Where can we get more of this awesome stuff, Heidi?
Well, you can follow me on LinkedIn, and you can also, absolutely, Heidi Siwak on LinkedIn. We have a website. We are called I Think Together, so i-thinktogether.org. You can email me at heidi@ithinktogether.org. And please reach out with your questions. So happy to, you know, to we want more classrooms and teachers participating in this, so.
Okay, Heidi. Yeah. So here's a question then for that. So I'm not Canadian. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm in Ashland, Wisconsin. I'm in Minnesota. Can I be a part of this AI challenge with I Think?
Yes, absolutely. Because all of the resources that you need to run the challenge are provided digitally. So you don't need to be in person in order to access what we have.
And I just saw this. There's still time actually to sign up and register for this round of the AI challenge, right? Give us just a little bit more detail on that for a teacher listener right now that's thinking, I want to do this. Or maybe even somebody who's saying, wait, man, I got to share this with my teacher friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So registration for the spring 2025 AI challenge is open until the end of January, January 31st. And if you're not sure if it's something you want to do, I am happy to have a conversation with you to give you more clarity on what it is that you what it is that happens in the challenge. So you know, please reach out with your questions. If you're kind of thinking, oh, I'm not sure if this is for me, what exactly is in this challenge kit? I will share what I know to help you make the decision to bring this into your classroom, because we've seen the power of this challenge kit and the impact it has on student voice and agency and their understanding of AI and on teachers.
Oh, Heidi Seawack, man, I can't wait, because I actually, now we put this in there, I can feel it, want to come back and hear how this is going throughout the time that this new challenge is taking on. And so, you know, I think we're going to have Heidi back because we want to get an update. But Heidi, right now, though, got to tell you, here's what we say. Thank you for busting pencils.
My pleasure. Snap, snap. It's been delightful. It's been a lovely conversation, lovely environment here, and really happy to have shared the challenge with you.
Awesome. And now for your moment of zen. I've always resented the smug statements of politicians, media commentators, corporate executives who talked of how, in America, if you worked hard, you would become rich. The meaning of that was, if you are poor, it's because you hadn't worked hard enough. I knew this was a lie. My father and millions of other men and women who worked harder than anyone, harder than financiers and politicians, harder than anybody. If you accept that when you work at an unpleasant job, that makes it very hard work indeed.
Thanks for listening. And catch us Friday for face-offs and free throws. Don't forget, we always have that great conversation going on. What's happening with not the extracurriculars, but those essentials. And then, as always, Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, live on Saturday. Catch it across all the civic media networks. And don't forget, you better not be late for homerooms on Monday. And keep busting pencils.